Jeff Langman joined here today by Caleb Jewell of the South Central Calhoun Titans. He is going to be heading up to Fort Dodge to Iowa Central Community College to continue his education as well as continue his outstanding golf career. Caleb, as always, good to catch up with you, man. Congratulations on getting the signing done and heading off to college to do some golfing.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Was it a hard decision for you? Did this take a while, or was this a fairly easy decision for you?
It took a little bit of time. You know, we had to talk with the family, kind of pick a college that was going to suit me right, you know, in both athletics and, in the classroom. And we kind of made a late decision to go here. I mean, I think I decided late spring, mid spring. So it was kind of a late decision, hard decision.
What was kind of the final factor that made you decide?
I think it was just being so close to the family. I mean, I love them, you know, and I didn't want to leave them. Didn't want to go too far away. You know, I like to be home on the weekends, and I'd like to still spend some time with them before we have to finally leave the house forever.
Tell me about the family then and how you guys have grown so close.
It's just me, my mom, my dad, and I got one little brother. And, you know, just being able to watch my little brother grow up, I mean, he's like my everything. We do just about everything together. And, you know, both parents have supported me through everything, and they've been with me every step of the way, and they just mean so much to me.
When did you realize that you wanted to golf at the next level?
Really, really soon. It hasn't been long. I think I first picked up a golf club my freshman year of high school. My dad took me to this Twin Lakes course, you know, 5 minutes away from the house. And that's really convenient having it so close. And it was just a little summer thing we would do 2-3 times. And then I have this buddy, Caleb Gaffney, that he really got me in it. I never thought I would join a golf team. I never thought this would be something I would do for the rest of my life. But, you know, just hanging out with him, going up to Twin Lakes with him, going to these different big courses all around Iowa, it's just been a blast. And I owe him just about everything, just for all the lessons, the tips that he's given me, and just keeping me in the sport and helping me throughout every step of the way.
What's it like to have a guy like that you can play with that is as good as he is?
Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal. Just the joking around we do on the course, we're able to have a really, really fun time. We're also able to keep it super competitive. We're able to push each other to get better, you know, playing games, you know, who can hit more fairways, who can hit more greens, who can get closer to the pin. And I mean, it's just a lot of fun that, like, we have so much in common outside of the golf course too. Like, we can do just about anything together, and we can turn anything into a great time.
Where do you feel you've improved as a golfer over the years?
I would definitely say probably getting off the tee, whether that be with an iron on a par 3 or a driver into anything. I'm a baseball player. I got a huge monster slice, two holes over. And just working with Caleb, him teaching me, you know, just every fundamental about the golf swing and being able to get the ball, keep it in the same hole, you know, that's helped quite a bit.
When did you feel like that started to change for you and that the accuracy started to really pick up? Was it the last couple of years, or did you feel like that came pretty quickly?
Oh, no, not quickly at all. It was definitely in this past, probably this last summer that we had. It's when I definitely started to dial in the driver and being able to cut a lot of strokes off my game.
Caleb, let's talk about the recruiting process. You said you kind of got into this a little bit later on. So when did school start talking to you, or when did you start talking to schools about wanting to golf at the next level?
Well, I'll be honest, I still was never going to play golf at the next level. I never thought I'd be good enough. This would be something I would want to do. But I still had a blast. I just didn't know how the next level works, and that just kind of scared me. But there was one night I was watching TV, and I saw a text light up on my phone, and it was a coach from Southwest Community College. I think it's down in Creston.
Yep.
And I mean, just him reaching out to me kind of gave me the confidence to be able to believe in myself, think that I can get at the next level. And I mean, even though that was not the school that I finally chose, and he probably won't even hear this, I do owe him a big thanks, you know, just for communicating with me throughout the whole golf season, you know, and him keeping up with my scores. And, you know, we were a little close together, you know, we talked a lot, and him kind of giving me that little confidence boost is definitely the reason I'm playing golf next year.
What were some of those early conversations like, and did any other schools begin to reach out to you as well?
It was kind of just more like my scores. I had to send him a video of my swing, and, you know, he was kind of hyping me up. I didn't think it was all that great, but he was hyping me up. And then, you know, just posting some good enough scores this past spring where he seemed happy enough, that definitely helped. And then, I mean, it was really just them. And then it was Iowa Central, obviously. And then there was one other school, I think in Iowa Lakes. And the school's name, to be honest, as bad as that is. But it was really just them three, but I was really just down to Southwest and Iowa Central, just because Iowa Central's so close, and Southwest just being, you know, the school that kind of started everything.
Did you get a chance to visit both campuses? I know probably Iowa Central for sure, because it, as you said, it's close, but did you get a chance to see both campuses?
Yeah, Iowa Central. I went on an academic visit the summer after my junior year, and then we've done the golf visit, and I think I'm going to do another one here because they just got a bunch of facility upgrades, which was also a huge deciding factor. They got a huge bunch of very expensive facility upgrades, that everything is just top of the notch up at Iowa Central. So I want to kind of go up there and check out what else they got, what they added. But then Southwest, we were talking about visits, but I kind of made my decision before I could get a visit in.
So what was the deciding factor then that made, you know, Iowa Central your choice? Sounds a little bit like facilities and close to home. Was there other factors in there?
You know, apart from the family, just being close to friends. I got, you know, aunts, uncles, and cousins that live here that I'm super close with also. But also, I want to stay close, you know, to Caleb. I want to stay close to all the other friends and connections I've made in such a small town, because where everyone knows everybody. You know, and being close to them also is super helpful. And then also, Iowa Central, they just got great – they got great teachers. They got great faculty. I mean, there's not much to hate about the place.
Speaking of the faculty, what are you thinking about studying at the next level?
I'm going to be studying pre-chiropractic.
I'm assuming you want to become a chiropractor from there. Where's the end goal for you?
You know, the end goal is to, you know, graduate from Iowa Central, obviously. And then if I can't go anywhere else to play golf, I think I'm just going to go straight to Palmer out in Davenport, Iowa.
Yep.
And just go straight to getting my chiropractic degree. But if I can go somewhere else and finish out and keep golfing, I'll go to another school and we'll get the bachelor. But if not, I mean, they don't require a bachelor, so I'll just go straight to Palmer and save myself some money.
What decided that chiropractic was something that you were interested in?
At school, we have a school of career classes. It's the first two classes of the day. And I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do, and this the teachers kind of recommended chiropractic. She was like, she's been to chiropractors. And I was like, sounds kind of interesting. And obviously, I had heard of a chiropractor before, but, you know, it was something I never really looked too hard into. And I went, and, I mean, just kind of from the second I got there, it was just super interesting. You know, just him passing all the knowledge he had to me about, like, what all the human body can do, I just thought it was, I mean, just some of the coolest stuff I'd ever heard.
Have you looked into Palmer already a little bit, or is that something you feel like you'll do, you know, throughout your first 2 years in college?
Yeah, I've looked into it a little bit. I haven't gone on a visit any time. I think me and my family was going to do that, this summer sometime or early fall. But, this guidance counselor at my high school, she has a, super close personal connection with one of the counselors over at Palmer, and she was able to set up a Zoom meeting with me and one of the advisors, and I mean, it was super helpful. We talked about a lot of the campus and just everything that they're about, everything that they're for, and I was able to get a bunch of pictures, and I mean, it just looks beautiful there.
And Caleb, you're going to be finishing up your high school career with baseball this summer. How excited are you to get off to college and then to get that college golf career started?
I mean, I'm excited. You know, everyone's excited, starting new chapters, but I'm also nervous, just like every other kid. Being the first one out of my family to go off to college, not really sure how stuff works, not sure, you know, what to do, but I'll learn quick and, you know, I'll make the best of what I got and we'll have fun for every step of the way.
Well, Caleb, congratulations on making that decision. I'm sure it's lifted a little weight off the shoulders to have that part of everything done. We appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best luck this summer, and I look forward to following your career up at Iowa Central.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Again, Caleb Jewell again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he is headed, of course, to Iowa Central to continue his golf and his education.